This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Le'ilu Nishmas, Scheindl Ruchama Bas Nesano by her sons. Tessa in Kislev, 16th of December, Rabbi Moshe Herman, Secrets of Orbits.
Orbits. We have takeoff. The orbits. Gargo of Ruchama. We'll try and touch a bit on Chanukah and this week's Edra and appreciate some minyanim which maybe we don't usually learn or not so familiar with. If anyone remembers, I spoke last week a year ago and it ties in together with that. If you don't remember, it doesn't matter.
It does.
You'll have to listen to those afterwards. This comes before that one, so you're going to have to listen to that one again after this one. Right. The question is, obvious question, which everyone have heard and thought about, is should we as believing Jews learn science? Misad Echad, we could sit back on our deck chairs on the beach and look at the sun, look at the waves, look at the stars and say, wow, this is miraculous, this is all a miracle, this is Eivishter. And we could see in every single movement in the Bria, we could see it as a nest. And we've become Maminim in Eivishter. It might be a bit of a false economy, but with Vima Minim, we would have a bank account of a Munah, we'd believe in Hashem. Mitzad Sheni, we could go study science, understand the Teva, and we'd understand that the reason why the sun comes up is because it's in an orbit, and it's forced to come up, and if Kavi Yochel, there would be no Manhig, it would also come up in the morning, etc. Because Hashem programmed the world, everything's got its DNA, everything's got its program, everything's got its Mahalach, how it works. And unless Hashem is Mishana the Teva, that's how it goes. We understand Teva till the end. We should be able to run into a massive risk of understanding Gadlus HaBoira, but risking understanding Gadlus HaManik. Hashkocha Protis, that there's a Manik, who's Manik the Olam, that the Chaira will lose by learning science. And therefore maybe it's a lot healthier that we stay very simple people, find for bad moshel for it in the Gemara is Misha Omar Lechemet Shiadlik, Lechemet Shiadlik, Lechemet Shiadlik. If we don't understand why oil burns more than water, we can believe that Chemet can burn as well, and we can live on a massive Madrega Nisis that anything can burn, and the fact that oil burns is a miracle. Or we could understand there's viscosity to oil, and it draws up to the wick, and it's flammable, and we could appreciate the way the build up of the molecules and the atoms of oil, and vinegar has not these properties, and there's no way vinegar is going to burn. And then we'd be on a lower madrega of Emunah because we'd understand its Teva. So understanding Teva and appreciating Teva is a massive risk, l'choyra, to our Emunah. L'choyra. There's another subject, parallel subject, which is Emunah Peshuta, or sitting through Arachim and Seed classes. You'd either wake up in the morning at the age of 3 and say, wow, there's Eivishter and Karen living that way. Or we could question. We can look at all the philosophical arguments and books and go through the Mon Revuchim, and there's a lot to learn, a lot of questions and a lot of answers. There's a big gain because we won't be living in a Munah Peshuta, we'll actually have understanding, we'll have a stronger backbone when it comes to a Munah. When you go through a hard time, you won't get knocked over. So Cheney is a big risk. You could get drowned in the Kefira and not be Mekabel the answers. And it's a big risk, very risky. Take such a step to actually understand all the arguments and try and understand all the answers. So what does Hashem want from us? We're not going to be giving here Ashkofashir and not Halochashir, but just to speak about one stud of this Chakira and hopefully understand some greater things about Chanukah and the Suksadah. A typical example, very quick example, is the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Post tells us in Noyach that when we see a rainbow, that means Hashem's angry, he wants to bring a mumble. Frank Deramban, it's Tivi. The Yavonim says, brings the Yavonim tell us, they study science and they tell us there's something called a prism. You take white light, shine it through a prism, it divides into certain colours of the rainbow. If it's raining or there's moisture in the air, says Deramban, you will see a rainbow. So what's the shot? There's no mumble. Before the mumble, there's no rainbows. So you create Deramban, and you go home halach because of that. Other Hashem learned that you double rainbows, which is already get in this. Nowadays, science will argue that it's not necessary either. So we see that when you learn science, you start having questions and you have to start answering the Torah sometimes. And it's a bad example because it's not 100% true there, as an argument, if you've been spoken. But that idea that learning science can bring questions is a very real problem. So where are we meant to position ourselves on these inyonim? In the Munaf Shuta and in understanding nature. There's a fascinating cryptic Sas Emes on Chanukah, very few lines. I spent quite a bit of time trying to understand it, and I think maybe I've got some sort of avona which I want to share with you, which might answer this question. The Sas Emes starts off and he tells us that the Yevonim wanted to lehashkiach Torah Secha. They wanted us to forget there's a Torah, forget there's Hashem. Elchem chele v'keil mal. There's no Eibishter. Says the Sas Emes, the word Yovon is 66. He says, if you look, you'll see the same gematria as the word Galgal, which means orbit, the Galgal of the Chama, orbit of the Chama. So he says, what happened is, the Yevonim learned science, astronomy, they looked in the orbits and they saw Teva. And that was the end of the game. Teva, everything's natural, and they said, you know what, there's no Manhig. Esher Bura, yeah, it's another argument, but Manhig there isn't. And therefore there's no Schar Ba'Einosh, you can do what you want. Free world. The Yidden, Taina Dabadah Zeibishter, says as Fasemes, Galgal is not the end of it. There's a Mesevi for Galgal. There's somebody spinning the wheel. Who's spinning it? It's the Eibishter. He says that's why Elekecha is also 66, because there's the Eibishter behind the Galgal. And he says, Hoyahoyvayir is also 66, because everything that happens is Ashkocha Pratis, the past, the present, the future. It's all that, not the Galgal, it's all the Elekecha that's happening. They kind of, you've got two arguments. Is Hoyahoyvayir 66 the Galgal? Or is Galgal not the end game, and there's the Eibishter behind it. And he says, the Yevonim were nitva b'teva. They got drowned in the Teva, and they stopped there. That's where the buck stopped for them. And they didn't see any Eibishter behind the sun. And our Avodah, says the Sasemis, is to be maki in the sun. We'll understand it a bit better soon, hopefully. To stand in the sun, there's the Eibishter. And he finishes off that that's the Chochma Amitis, to see the light behind the sun. And he finishes off, that's why Tiknu l'Halla Hoydeus on Chanukah, because Ha'alvoidah brings to Akoros Hashem, v'shechachti milavoreich, shikha is Hakoshas Hashem, not realizing the Eibishter, and Zechira, he says, is Zechira prepares the union of Ha'alvoidah to remember the Eibishter, and that's why the Masakun on Chanukah, Ha'alvoidah, as the Avodah Sayyim, because through Shiras Hashbochis and Halal, we come to the Hakorah, and to appreciate that it's the Eibishter and not Teva. So the argument between the Yevonim and the Yidden again was Teva or the Eibishter, and our Veda is to come to the Zechira. We're going to come back to this Inyan Zechira right at the end, but that's the Sfasemis' vot on Chanukah. It's all very nice if you're nice gematrius, but what does it mean to us? What's our Veda on Chanukah tachlis? I want to explain a bit what this Inyan of Galgal and looking into the sun is. I'm going to use the word terminology, looking into the sun. I don't mean lying on a deck chair staring into the sun. I mean all the other Inyanim that are connected to it. Spoilers in the Mamorah Chazal about the sun, understanding how the sun orbit works, and Cheshbonus mathematically, as we'll mention a bit later. I'm going to use the easy terminology of looking into the sun, just because that's the Loshon that the Rishonim are using. So that's the Sfasemis. Be'emes, in the Kliyok in this week's Seder, state they said that looking into the sun brings to Emunah Hashem. So Morim Enechem Romi Bore Eile, which is generally the stars, etc. Says the Kilei Yoko, that the Malach Shel Esav came to be Mekakea, the Emunah of Yaakov. He wants to uproot the Emunah of Yaakov, and it was a philosophical argument. Yaakov and the Malach Shel Esav had a philosophical argument for hours on end. And it came to Ola HaShachar, says the Kilei Yoko, that he was at Kisei HaKobed, he was almost Negea in the Emunah of Yaakovino, till Ola HaShachar. When the sun came up, Yaakovino looked at the sun, and he saw in the sun the Emunah of Hashem, and that's how he says he became Ad Vlad Bichlal of Kisei Kovid. And then that's how he became a mam in the Eibishter again, and he won over the Malach, Sorah Shel Esav. That's the Kileyoka in this week's Seder, which Mamish is this Inyan of staring into the sun and becoming a mam in the Eibishter. It's not just a Kileyoka, it's a Rabbeinu Bechai in a few places. But we'll come back to that in a second. The Kilei Yoko finishes off, and he brings a fascinating Gemara to do with Yovan. He says, the Yovanim had this ability to look into the sun as well, but they saw teva, as we said in Sfasemus. Says the Kileyoko. The Gemara tells us in Yomad of Chofim and Beis that it's a koila holech misoif oila matsoifoi. There's a screaming voice that is constant there. Constantly a screaming voice of the Galgal Chama. The sun is screaming out, Emuna in Hashem, look, there's the Eibushlem. There's Midrashim about it. By Yeshua I was told, Doim, be quiet, because it's all the time screaming, and told to keep quiet there for a few minutes. But there's the Emuna that the sun screams out, there is the Eibushlem. And if you look into the sun, everyone, says the Gemara, will come to this Emuna. Zot the Gemara, there's a Koil Hamoni Romi, the crowds, of thronging crowds in the marketplace of Romi, as we'll soon see. The marketplace of Romi are full of people, and those crowds also have a Seif Olam at Seif Koil. They also scream till the end of the world. Their science filled the world, and because of their science and their Choshen and Eivishter, when we look at the sun, we see Teva. But if not for that, anyone, says the Gemara, if not for the Gal V'Chama, everyone will be listening to Romi. If not for Romi, everyone will be listening to Gal V'Chama. So they counteract each other perfectly. You have a world of Hakosha and a world of darkness only because of Rome, only because of Yovan, and only because of Yovan, only because of the sun, Yovan don't convince us to listen to Yovan. So again, we've got a balance going on here, exact balance of Chama making a big noise in the world and screaming there's the Eibushter. Mitzacheni, you have Yovan on the other side screaming, it's all science, it's all Teva, don't get in the spoil from what you see. That's a Gemara in Yomad HaChofim Beis. Says the Kleyok in this week's Seder that this is the Inyan here. The Malach was trying to tell him, don't get excited about anything. And Yaakov Vino managed to look into the sun and see Emunah in Hashem. There's another Gemara which he doesn't bring, which I think is a connecting Gemara. We have a lot of times Gemara Saniyim Okumetha, Shirim Okumache. There's another Gemara Megillah that Vavum Dalef, which Mamish fits very nicely with this Gemara. The Gemara tells us Megillah Vavum Beis. The Gemara tells us. The Gemara there speaks about Italia shel Yovan is krach gedolah shel Romi. So that's where the Gemara ties up this Romi with the Yovan. And the Gemara tells us that in this town of Yovan, there were 365 shvokim, 365 markets, k'minyan yomei shachamon, as the number of the days of the sun. What's the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us that there's a koyach of the koyach hamoina shel Romi making a noise, telling us kfira. What is this koyach? This koyach is a hamoina, the throngs of the people in the marketplace, as we'll soon see why the marketplace. But the marketplace of Yovan, what is this marketplace? It's 365 markets. Each market is connected another day of the year. And all this kfira that comes out of the teva and Yovan is all what tells us, don't listen to the 365 days of sunlight. So you've got the sun, Mamish fits with this Gemara and Yuma, that the sun screams the whole time, look at me, look, see the Eivishter in me. And Yovan says, it's all teva, don't bother, don't get in the spot. That's two Gemaras which I think fit hand in hand. So what's this Kol Hamoina Romi, what these people in Rome, and why the marketplace, where do I get this pshat? The Hamoina means the marketplace. We're going to come back to that in a few minutes. But before that, there's a Rabbeinu B'chai in a few places. I'm not going to be able to go through it because of time. And every time it says in the Torah, his halich, es elikim is halich noyach, halich lefona ve'isomim by Avraham Avinu, and van chanoich ben yered, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, where it says, his halich hanoich es elikim ve'inenu kilokach ois elikim, it says his halich, Rabbeinu B'chai in each place, speaks about this mid of his halchus, which said you can come to the highest madrigas in Emunah and Hashem by staring into the sun and being responding in the chama. You and Shom, look at the lashonus, unbelievable. I won't be able to read any of it now, but this is where he's very marach on this inyan. So it fits in again, that fits in with the Kleok on this, etc., and fits in with what Sfasemus tells us that the galgal is what brings us to Emunah, can bring us to Emunah. But as we mentioned before, there's a big risk. You look into Teva, you could believe in the Teva like the Yovanim did. And Chazal tell us, V'choshech al panei sohoim, zeh Yovan, because Yovan had the ultimate darkness. They sat in their true darkness. They saw light as darkness, as being fear. So that's a big risk. And a person can try and go into being misponin in the Chama, and can come to the darkness, not to the light. As the Sfasemus says, you can get drowned in this teva. So what can we do to make sure we don't get drowned in this teva and actually get to the other end, to the light at the end of the tunnel? We know Elikim is also teva, but there's all the risk that we can miss the Elikim and believe only in the Teva. I think maybe there's a soid here going on. The Rabbeinu Bachai you just mentioned tells us about his halchus. He says that there's one person that managed to do this halchus. The first person was Chanoich ben Yared. First Chanoich, he managed to do this, and he got to the other side. And Targum Yonason tells us he became a malach through it. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai that he was the first person to invent this idea of jumping into the deep end and getting swimming to the other side through the darkness. I think maybe that's pshat in Chanoich ben Yered. He was the first one to do something. Ben Yered, he was learned the chiddush of Yerid L'Tzerech Aliyah. He became Ben Aliyah only through the Ben Yered, through going into the darkness. And that's how he became who he became. And maybe that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi then the Pasuk tells us that he almost became a Rasha, and Hashem quickly took him out of the world. Nor he shouldn't become a Rasha. The rest of the mensch became a malach and he almost became a Rasha. Kala Rashiya, Korib Rashiya, Tukir Sois. I think that's what you can understand. It's a very risky business what Chanoich did. He jumped into the deep end. Chazal Darshan, Mole Nafalti Lo Kamti, Mole Lo Yishavti, B'choshech Lo Oirli. You have to go through the Hori HaChoshech to get to the Oir. And he managed to do it. Il Mole Koshborch Oizra Lo Yuchaloi, maybe. And he was Mechadish as Chanoich Ben Yared, that he had to become a Yerid Lo Tzerech Aliyah to Kiyid. And that's what Chanoich Ben Yared might be all about. So, we know Avraham Avinu was Makil Eibshah from the Chama, as we saw, it was Chazal tell us, and Rabbeinu Bechaim just mentioned, told us his halchus that he got there. There's also Rabbeinu Bechaim Asuk said in the Gasta Dusa, that is Gal, we said there, and the Gal said there, we spoke about last year, which is the Munna of Gal Gal again. Ayin Shom, looking at Rabbeinu Bechaim, you'll appreciate it. So, we've got the Indian of looking into the sun and either believing in the Teva or looking into the sun and coming to a Munna, and that's our Avodah. How do we do this? So, we mentioned that Kol HaMoina Roimi, Pshat, I wanted to say in the Gemara, means the people in the Shuk, the marketplace, 365 markets. Why the Shuk? Found the beautiful Vot in the B'nai Sofcha. B'nai Sofcha tells us that Asher Tichle Regem HaShuk is a mitzvah of Hanukkah. He asked, why Regem HaShuk? What's Shuk got to do with Hanukkah? He says, Shuk is Teva. You believe that you go shopping, you'll have food. You don't buy anything, you'll starve. You go shopping, you can survive. You don't shop, you die. There's such a thing. The Eibshter wants you to live whether you go shopping or not. There might be an Indian of doing a shtadlus, but it's not true that you live because you went shopping. The mon came to our doorstep, says B'nai Sofcha. You believe you go to the market, you do business, you'll have panosa, and if you don't, you sit in bed, you sit and learn, you won't have panosa. It's not true. The Eibshter wants to have panosa, and panosa now you are. People are in a shuk, are anshei teva, says the B'nai Sofcha. And that's Pshat. Ashtichle Regen Mashuk, our Veda is not to believe in the Teva. He brings there the Gematria of Galgal as well. He's also in Mechadish's Galgal business. That's Gematria Yovan. It fits him very nicely. He's telling us that the people that believe in Galgal and Teva are the people in the market. Those 365 market people are all Anshe Teva. And they're screaming, it's all Teva, it's all Teva. Don't get me spoiled by the Chama. And our Veda is not to be nicked by the Teva, as the Lashon of the Svasem, as we mentioned. And to believe, like Yaakov Avinu believed, that there's a real Megseva Galgal and it's Emunah behind the sun. It's a true light. Now that we appreciate that it's got to do with the Anshe Ashuk having Hanor from the Teva and being a Tivistika person, a Megushim person, and that's the risk, we can appreciate some Gemaras. And there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufmem Zayin. The Gemara Kufmem Zayin in Shabbos tells us, Releza ben Aroch, Ikla lehosom. The Gemara is telling us about the Gashmius of the Goyim, and you get into the Gashmius, you get into the what they call Ruchnius, into the Kfira. And the Gemara tells us, Releza ben Aroch, Ikla lehosom. He was on business there, he went there. Imshach Basrayu, he got Nimshach after the Gashmius of the Goyim. Ikla Talmudei, and he lost all his learning, he forgot his learning. Ki hod also, he came back home. Come the Mikra B'Sifra, they called him up to read from the Sefer Torah. It was Punk the Parsha of Achodesh Zalachem. And Bo the Mikra Achodesh Zalachem. He wanted to lie in the Pasuk of Achodesh Zalachem. When he got to that Pasuk, he made the mistake. Hechereish Hoya Libom. He said, Hechereish Hoya Libom instead of Achodesh HaZalachem. And the boy Rachman Alei, and he got his learning back. He did Shuvah and he got his learning back. What's this Gemara telling us? Out of the whole Torah, the whole parsha he lined, he made three words a mistake. He read as Hechrish Hoya Libum. What's the Soyd of this Gemara? So there's something called Soyd HaEbo, which I'm not going to tell you what it is, for two reasons. First of all, time, second, I have no idea. But there's something called Soyd HaEbo, which the Sfarim are very busy with, and showing them, looking at Rabbeinu, we'll come back into it a bit. There's a Perek de Berezer that says there's something called Soyd HaEbo that you needed to know in order to do Ebo Shana. It's Pashtus, a mathematical cheshbon. Avada is built on Kabbalah, but it was a mathematical cheshbon kinera. And Avodah Tzakodesh, when he's mazbir the Perek Beleza, he says that when you have this emunah in this cheshbon, anyone that knows this cheshbon has the crest of Milus in emunah, which is the Indian of Mispoim in the Galgal kinera, Soyd the Galgal and Soyd the Ibl. And he says any goy that knew the cheshbon, this mathematical cheshbon, would become a ger straight away. And that's why we have to make sure not to tell them, because we're not meant to be megaya them. And he says, now, what's his cheshbon? What's it all about? So he says, there's a chama and a lavona, which seems to be two koichas, as Rashi in Sodom tells us, that everyone believes there's two koichas going on here, and the emunah is, there's all one megalgal only, there's only one galgal, it's all the Eibishter. And if they're both the same galgal, we can come to emunah by seeing the sun. So he says, this cheshbon is to understand that there's a mathematical, whatever it is, cheshbon that tells us that these two galgulim, which look to seem to be two random cheshbonos, are in tandem, they're all running together on the same wheel, the same Masoibah with himself and both. So it tells us that it's a Kirish Pshat in what Seyda Ebo is all about. And where do we know the Seyda Ebo? In the Parsha of Chesh Zelachem, as we'll see again soon, that's where it was established, Seyda Ebo, that's what it was told to us. So this Parsha of Chesh Zelachem is the Emunah and Galgul Chama. Hashem took them out and showed them the Levona, and showed them the Galgul, and said to them, this is the Cheshbon that tells you Emunah. So that's what Soyd HaEbo is, just that we know what it means when we mention the words. And we find this inyan in two places. One is, Rush tells us that the Torah could have started with Ma'aseh Bereishis, didn't have started with Ma'aseh Bereishis, could have started with Chesh Alachem, and starts with Ma'aseh Bereishis just for technical reasons. And the Ramban asks, what do you mean? We need to know it. We need to know Bere Manik, who made the world, who's the Torah says, because Chesh Alachem, the Ramban gives different Torahs, but the Torahs up here, this would be Efsha. As Chesh Alechem tells us everything we need to know, the beginning and end of Ma'aseh Bereishis, for those who understand it. And the Ramban says, Ma'aseh Bereishis doesn't tell us anything if you don't understand the Kabbalah of it. That's one understanding we can have of Pilus. Another one is, there's the Rabbeinu Bechai in Shemois, Yud Beis Beis, that tells us that Tzadik and Baisus were two Talmidim Antignus. When they heard Antignus say a Mama, the Mishnah in Obus, Artiuka Vodim and Mshamshim is the Rav, and Manos the Kabbal Pras, don't work for payment, they thought he's telling them, forget it, there's no payment. And they became koifrim in Schava Einosh, and that's Kfir and Shkoch Protis. Says the Rabbeinu Bechai, what happened? How did that play out? When it came from Abba the Chodesh, the Antignus wanted to do Api Cheshbon, or Soyd HaEbo, and they abstained, they weren't willing to use Soyd HaEbo. Few of us thought we understood, it's very good, because Soyd HaEbo is the Shurish HaEmunah, and if they were koifrim in Galgal, in Mesoviv, then they couldn't use the Soyd HaEbo. Look in the Rabbeinu Bechai, beautiful words. Shemos Yud Beis. And we understand now why the Yevonim goes on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh makes us look into the moon every month and use the Soyd HaEbo to Mechashben, when to Memalla the Shona and the Chodesh. If we don't work with the moon, we're not Ma'abel the Shona, then we work with the sun like the Goyim, we'll lose the Soyd HaEbo and we'll lose our Munah. So that's what they believe, that it's all rubbish, the Soyd HaEbo, because they don't believe in Galgal. They believe in the Teva Gadol, and therefore they weren't willing that we can do Rosh Chodesh. And the Megozer, we should stop being Ma'ab Lashonah and being Ma'ab Chadoshim. Now let's come back to the Svasemis. The Svasemis told us that there's Galgal, which could either be Teva, Nitva V'Teva, or there's the Inyan of Emunah that we can learn in the Shemesh. And he says that Shikra is Hashkochas Hashem, and Zechira is remembering the Eibshter and having Emunah. How does this tie in with what we've discussed? I found a beautiful thing in the Chasam Sefer. So we appreciated the first part, we found Makoros for that looking into the sun is Emunah and what that means to us. The last part, what's that got to do with Chesh Alechem tying into Zechira and Shikra? Found a beautiful Chasam Sefer in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin, on this Gemara, Chesh Alechem, Hecher Shayin Libam. He asked, what's putting these letters he got wrong? Why couldn't you jumble up some other letters? So he brings them from Rav Shimshon Astapoli that tells us that there's a soid going on here. There's a malach, a sa shel shikra, called Reshud Beis Riv, and there's a sa of Zikoron. It's called Dazach, Dalet Zayin Chof. And these are the letters that were mixed up. Instead of Dazach, he changed them for Riv, because he lost his, he forgot his learning, so he lost his Zikhira, and he had Shikra, so the Sa Shikra took over and jumped into the words, Achesh Adelechem, which is the Indian of Amunna, and swapped over for Hecherish HaYolibam. That's the Rishim Shas body. Says the Chazon Sofer, to add to that, the Gemara Masechet in Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that we have to be toval the morrow into charesis. Afraid the Gemara is a mitzvah. The Gemara is no mitzvah. Afraid the Gemara im kein lama oisim. So the Gemara says, Mishum kapo. Rabbi says because of kapo. So we show him what kapo is. Whatever kapo is, some sort of merirus in the morrow we need to get rid of. A worm or merirus, whatever psha is, you need to get rid of by putting it into the charesis. Zokta Chan Sofer. We went down to Mitzrayim, originally we had the Munna of Dazach. The Munna is, as we saw in Sasemis, Zikorin is the Munna and Shikha is Kfira. Chan Sofer said the same thing here. We went down with the Munna, it said Dazach is 31, Gematria Kale. We believe in the Eibishter. And then in the Mitzrayim, the Mashpia on us, and we reached the Shikha, the Kfira, Alola Ob David Zora, and we couldn't come out of Mitzrayim. The only way we came out is Ba'chidj Zalachem, says Chan Sofer. The Eibishter taught us the Munna, by looking into the sun, we could come back to the Munna and forget about what the Goyim were telling us, it's all Teva. Says Chan Sofer, how many numbers did they jump? How many Shonim did they jump and stay in Mitzrayim because of this Shikha? He says they jumped from 31 to Riv, to 212. The difference between that is 181. Gematria Kappa. Says Chan Sofer, went through Mitzrayim, we needed to go to Mitzrayim. It's a Kura Barazel, made us better people. But the Kfira of Mitzrayim, that's not something we can keep. Every year we take the Meriros, the Golos, and we dip it into the Charosis. And we say, Mishum Kappa, let's get rid of this Kfira, the Ashpah of the Goyim, the Kappa, the 181 extra numbers or years that we went to Mitzrayim for. That gave us the Kfira. Says Chan Sofer, how did that happen? We should have been 212 years in Mitzrayim for the Gematria of Shikha, of Riv. How did we only stay 210 years? Says Chan Sofer, if we would have stayed 212 years, that would have been it. We would have been Nitva Beteva, stuck in the Golos, stuck in the Kfira, no way out. So we call the last Shar Nun of Tuma, if it is such a thing, but it's gone. Gone apparently says no such thing as Shar Nun of Tuma, because that's Tevah Voyah. But if we would have reached Azar, the end of it, there would be no Klal Yisrael anyway. So we'd have stayed in Mitzrayim, we'd have reached the last shower of Tumah, there'd be no coming out, says Chan Sofer. Says Chan Sofer, the Eibishter got rid of 2 years. In fact, it's the meaning of 2 years and not 1 year. Neshamtem also is 2 years, but not 1 year. So the Eibishter got rid of some time, 2 years. The Eibishter knocked off 2 years, rubbed out 2 years, and we only stayed 210 years. How did Hashem do this? Where did Hashem get rid of 2 years? Well, Chan Sofer, a beautiful world, just to finish off. Said he got Yosef to stay in the boat another 2 years. Yosef said, Kim Zichartani, you should have come out the next day. And he forgot. There's a shikha going on here. Says Chan Sofer, he forgot. The Eibishter made him forget. In order Yosef stay in the pit another 2 years. And he forgot him. So mute. Only Yosef was forgotten. But Klal Yisrael had a zikoron. They had now the ability to come back to their munah, b'chidsh rachem, by coming out of Mitzrayim now 2 years earlier, because the whole Yerit Mitzrayim took place 2 years later. So they were only Mitzrayim 210 years, not 212 years. They didn't come to the Shikha of Riv. That ties together this last bit of Sasemis, that the b'chidsh rachem, Gal Gochama, is the Indian of Emunah, Chasron, the Indian of Kfira. And we have to be Mitzgaba over the Zikorin by doing halavas, Vayidah on Chanukah, and through that, not being Megushim, not being Anshei Shuk, but looking for the Ruchnius and looking for the Emes, then there's hope. We can look into the sun and look into the Teva and learn science and learn philosophy and not get Nitzba B'Teva into the Tita Yovon of the Yovonim that believed only in the Kfir and the Teva and nothing else.